our memories, knowledge, our tendencies, our inclinations, they walk and go life to life. Because of that reason, Buddha emphasized so much on developing right habits, virtuous habits. In the Noble Eightfold Path, when Buddha talks about right effort, he encouraged us to develop right habits. He says, Uppannanam akusalanam dhammanam pahanaya chandam janeti vayanati chittam pagganhati pajahati vyanti karoti anabhavam gameti. A wise disciple, someone who is intelligent and one who follows the Noble Path, when he understands that he has negative, destructive, unwholesome types of habits in his life, he will arouse the energy, he will make effort, diligently practice in order to uproot those negative habits. Then he said, Uppannanam kusalanam dhammanam bhavanaya paripuryaya chandam janeti vayamati chittam pagganhati padahati vyanti karoti anabhavam gameti. A wise disciples of the Buddha will work hard diligently and arouse mental energy to introduce those wholesome habits to one's life. He will cultivate wholesome habits diligently. He will dedicate and he will fulfill these wholesome habits in his life. This is what we call Samma Vayama, right effort. Try our best to get rid of negative habits and try our best to introduce good habits. Then we will become wholesome people, virtuous people. And that is the base for the development of his spiritual faculties. This is necessary. So habits are very important, but we must choose wisely. We must choose right habits. We must choose correct habits and we must introduce them to our life. Buddhas are not ready-made. Buddhas are the product of this cosmic evolution. Human beings cultivate millions of lives, life after life, in order to become Buddhas. Great Bodhisattvas, they dedicate themselves to cultivate 10 great virtues, paramis. Life after life, they will dedicate with so much energy, with so much effort, with unwavering faith in the virtue, they will dedicate themselves. And these great human beings, having cultivated these virtues, eventually they will achieve the Buddhahood, supreme enlightenment. So the Buddhas are not ready-made. They are the evolution of human actions, human habits. So in that case, our virtue, our knowledge, what we practice can go beyond the death. If you were to study something carefully here, dedicate yourself to practice it and make it your knowledge, make it your vehicle, after the death, it is possible you will possess this knowledge. It is possible you will pick it up. I have seen a documentary film. In this film, I saw a little girl, age of around 6 years, and she was crying over in dinner table, having seen the flesh and meat. And she cries and says, I cannot eat them. We must have compassion towards the animals. Why do we kill them? I do not want to eat them. I do not know whether you have seen this. Yes, some of you perhaps might have seen it. Most probably, this girl in her former life may be a perfect vegetarian. Has developed such tendency, habits, and great loving kindness towards all the sentient beings, and have become a perfect vegetarian. It is possible. I also have seen in another video clip a little girl. She is also not so old, perhaps maybe 5-6 years old, and she is advising to her mother and father, do not quarrel. You must settle your issues peacefully. You must discuss. You must let go of the grudges. You must forgive. We unite. And she is specifically advising to her mother not to quarrel with father. And when I look at this, in fact, it reminds me of a very mature, intelligent woman. She is not suitable for a little kid. Another occasion I have seen, a very little boy, a young boy, he is explaining his deep understanding about aeroplanes and how to fly an aeroplane, the understanding of the pilot. And he explained everything perfectly, wonderfully. And there were some people who interviewed this boy, and they also got amazed seeing this the little boy and such wonderful knowledge. And these kids, they are the wonderful children. And perhaps you have seen such kids with amazing ability and memories about mathematics, music, any other aspects. So these children, they are product of their own knowledge. And they have mastered these subjects in the past. And they go from life to life. In fact, child prodigies, it is still a hassling question, a puzzle for the scientists. Scientists still cannot come with the proper answer to the reason why they are child prodigies. It is not genetic alone. It cannot be. I'm sure you have heard about such kind of child prodigies. Have you heard about Beethoven, who lived in the 17th century in Germany? At the age of 7, he gave his public performance, a great musician. Mozart, who is an Austrian composer and a musician, and he gave his public performance at the age of 6. Blaise Pascal, when he was 13 years old, he pointed out and recognized the errors of geometry. At the age of 16, he was ready to write a thesis about entire mathematical field. But his father asked him to work on a calculator machine. And today we have this calculator machine, which is Pascaline, and that is his product. Entire world is still dependent on his knowledge. What do you think about these people? Are they created by somebody else? Or it is through the genes? But from the Buddhist point of view, these are the human beings who dedicated life after life, life after life. Great politicians, philosophers, social reformers, and these kind of wonderful child prodigies. They are the product of their own practice. So knowledge can go beyond the death, life after life. I remember one incident. When I was very new in Singapore, first came to Singapore, during that time, an elderly monk came from Sri Lanka. And those days I was so free and I had nothing to do. So I volunteered myself to take this venerable for sightseeing. The venerable was over 8 years old. He walked very slowly. I was all right with that. I did not have any issue with that. I'm very patient. But the problem for me, whenever he pass by the shops or whatever the area, he will read these boards, and then if he doesn't understand, he will refer the dictionary and he will try to study. So this irritated me because it takes so long time on the road. Then again I ask, Venerable Sir, you are over 8 years now. This is not the time for you to study. Why are you still working hard? Then this Venerable told me, don't think in that way. Don't say that. Knowledge can go beyond the dead. At that time I thought, oh, forget about it. Being so silly, but today I understand, in fact it is very important. I understand the deep meaning of what he says. Because a little bit matured together with the old age. Well, what about the other habits and tendencies? Our love, emotional attachment, relationships, all these also can go beyond the death. One day the Buddha was going to a city with a group of monks. Then an old man came and worshipped the feet of the Buddha, and he started to cry. And he said, my dear son, where have you been such a long time? Why didn't you come to see us? Mother is waiting at home. Please come. Let's have lunch. Then the Buddha, together with the group of monks, he went to the house of this old man. And the Buddha was given the lunch, and the other monks as well. And they finished their lunch, and after that, Buddha left the house. When this man was crying and saying that, dear son, why have you disappeared such a long time? Why didn't you come to see us and all this? Buddha remained silent, did not say anything. Later stage, in the assembly, these monks asked the Buddha about the incident. What happened? Then the Buddha said, this old man, he was my father in many lives in this cycle of existence. And all of a sudden, he remembered the closeness of our relationship being father and son. That is why he cried out. So I behave accordingly. Because as you all know, the Buddha's father was a king. And here, in fact, we come across sometimes people all of a sudden, I do not know whether you all have got experiences. Sometimes we have met some people, they are very close to us. We feel like we know them. We feel like we have seen them. And some of these people, they treat us like our own brother, like our own sister, like our own mother or father. They are so close to us, we feel so touched by them, we feel so love for them. There might be different explanation for this. Some people might call it chemistry or some other terms. But what it means from the Buddhist point of view, according to the Buddhist way of thinking, it can be also because of our past close attention, the association with these people, and these memories can come up to our mind. There are modern stories also, if you would like to read. There are many such incidents revealed by psychologists. In Western world, past life regression treatment is getting quite popular. People who are suffering from mental diseases as well as some physical diseases, having tried their best to go through the doctors and having failed, they turn to psychologists and psychiatrist. Then they also introduce and offer their service specifically through hypnotism. And one of these hypnotic method, which is very popular, as past life regression. They are popular in Western world. I'm not very sure whether it is available in Singapore. Anyway, there are many such incidents and stories discovered and they're written down and documented. You can read. One of the incidents is recorded in the book Life Between Life, Dr. Joel Witten. And it is available in Amazon. You can download and you can read it. In this book, there is one incident I think is good for our discussion here. Very modern story. Gary Pennington was American, was living in California. Then he fell in love with Elizabeth and they got married. They were living peacefully and happily. 1983, on the Christmas day, Gary went to a party, and over there, he happened to meet another lovely girl, Caroline. The moment they met, they fell in love. And now, Gary Pennington was having extramarital affair. Third precept already. But he kept his secret to his wife and he still continued the love affair with the girlfriend. Anyway, Elizabeth found it out and she was so disappointed and she was heartbroken, so she took sleeping tablet pills and she wanted to commit suicide. But Gary Pennington managed to rescue her. She was admitted to the hospital and later she was recovered. And then he promised, I'm going to stop that relationship. I'm not going to continue my relationship with Caroline. So this is the end of it. True to his word, he stopped it. And he was faithful to his wife. But what happened? After 3 months, Caroline hanged herself. But at that moment, her brother was at home, and again this lady was rescued. Now, in one way, his own wife. On the other hand, the girlfriend. So, he was in a very difficult situation. He was suffering. He could not have a rest. He could not sleep. She was going crazy. But remember by profession, he was a psychologist. Even though being a psychologist, he couldn't control his mind. So he decided to look for help. And he went to the other psychiatrist and asked the help. And they decided to put him into hypnotic therapy. And in hypnotic therapy, another secret was revealed. What was the secret? In former life, Gary Pennington was a pilot in the American Air Force. 1944, he was sent to Italy and to fight against the Germany. And when he was in Italy, he fell in love with Elena. This seems like a playboy. But not two different life, two different life, okay. We had to be justified to him, okay. Then, what happened within the Second World War, he was killed by German army. Elena came to know about this, she could not take it. So she committed suicide. And Elena, after her death, in the present life, she was born as Caroline. But when she met her former boyfriend, he's already married. So this story tells us few things. Love affairs, relationships, they can go beyond the death. like the incident of the Buddha himself. Like parents' love, the relationship, love of his can go beyond the dead. On the other hand, remember, habits can go beyond the dead. If you, this is also maybe a belief in Hinduism, they believe if someone were to commit suicide, that person will commit suicide again and again and again. Some religions believe that person who commits suicide and even in spirit form will commit suicide again and again. And there is some truth when it comes to Buddhist point of view also, because habits are not easy to get rid of. So look at the habit. This girl in the first place had the habit of suiciding. So once she committed suicide and second life, and she easily would have committed suicide, and luckily her brother rescued her. So this was another incident. Not only love, but also hatred can go beyond the dead. And the other relationship can go beyond the dead. In fact, I don't have time, otherwise I have a lot of stories to tell you. And our relationship, all this can go beyond the dead. Buddha himself, if you look at the four stories of the Buddha, Jataka stories, you will see the Buddha and his mother, father, his wife, and Venerable Mahakasapa, and Venerable Ananda, close disciples, great disciples, they mingled together. They were born mostly together, and they had a close relationship. Such is the nature of the cycle of existence. So treasure the relationship. Do not harbor anger, hatred, ill will, jealousy. Let go the grudges, because grudges can go beyond the dead. And the grudges can manifest in a very miserable way. In fact, there was a couple, and they were expecting babies. But the wife was barren, could not bear children. Mother-in-law became so angry. So every day mother-in-law asked, "Are you pregnant?" "No." So every day got the answer, "No, no, no." So she was very upset about it. Then the wife herself also suggested to husband, "Why don't you marry another girl?" Those days it was accepted. So husband married the second woman. The second woman, who is second wife now, soon got pregnant. And then all of a sudden, the first wife came to know about it, and she secretly gave some poisons to have a miscarriage. So the second wife lost her baby. Second time when she got pregnant, also the same thing happened. For third time when second lady, wife, got pregnant, she kept it as a secret. She did not tell even to husband. And then, but of course you cannot keep it as a secret. How long can you hide? I do not know actually. Okay, suppose 4 or 5 months. Suppose 5 months you hide it. But by that time the baby is so big. Anyway, when the first wife came to know that the second wife is pregnant, because she has got so much fear, because she is barren, and if the second wife got the child, of course mother-in-law and father-in-law and her husband will love her and the property will go to her. So she has got so much fear. So but still, what did she do? She still managed to give poisons to this second wife to have miscarriage. But the baby is grown so big at that moment, both mother and baby died. But at the moment of the death, this lady thought, "You killed my babies 2 times. Life after life, I will kill your babies too." And this is the starting of the grudge. She died with so much hatred. And subsequent lives, they were born once as hen, the other one as a cat. So when the hens have got the chicks, and the cat came and ate. Another life, they were born as a tigress and the doe. So in this way, many lives, they killed each other's offspring. And finally, in the time of the Buddha, they were born in human realm, as human beings. But one of the lady got pregnant, and she was having the baby, and the other one came to know about it, and she secretly planned to kill the baby. And one day, she was in the plan to kill the baby and came to the house of this mother's. Mother came to know about it, and carrying the baby, she started to run. So the other lady was chasing after her. Eventually, the mother who is carrying the baby came to the Buddha and asked the Buddha, "Venerable sir, please help rescue my baby." Then of course there were the monks and the other people who were assembled in a monastery, and the two ladies were summoned. Then Buddha revealed this story: "Isn't it enough that you killed each other? This started a long ago when two of you were the wives of the same man. And this is how it started. That is how you suffered in the cycle of existence." And then he uttered the words, "Nahi vere na virani sammanti the kudachanang. Avirena cha sammanti esa dhammo sanantano. Hatred will never cease with hatred. Love alone it will cease. So do not keep the grudges." So when it comes to habits of cycle of existence, in fact, in our life we have got a lot of habits. So Buddhism teach us to break through the habits and achieve the enlightenment. We are training our mind in a such a way to react as habitually. Our life from morning to evening, it's a habit forms. When we see something pleasant through our eye, we like it, we grab it, we want it. When you do not like it, we hate it. This is a habit. When you hear something through the ear, if it is pleasant, you want it, you grab it, you attach to it. But if you do not like it, you hate it. You push it away. This is a habit. When you smell, when you taste, and in this way, through five sense faculties, if you like something, you grab it, what we call greed. If you do not like something, you hate it, repel. This is repulsion, which is habit. These two happens because of delusion, ignorance. So Buddhism teach the way how to get rid of habits and achieve enlightenment. The path to achieve that enlightenment is nothing but the Noble Eightfold Path.